Chapter 32. Taking the Road Not Taken.
Sitting in a field, freshly wounded by the ripping steel of a plough, the lawyer watched a plaid-shirted farmer sowing seed in soft silence. He thought of all the things he should say to the beagle, but he didn't say any of them because the beagle already knew. When the farmer came to the place where the lawyer was sitting, he said,
"Seed's a funny thing, is seed. If you don't give it up and let it go, it cannot become what it was meant to be."
The lawyer smiled a bittersweet smile as he remembered his old friend, the hunter. After dusting himself off and wiping the damp from his cheeks, the lawyer stood up to speak to the farmer. But the farmer was nowhere to be found. So the lawyer just took a deep breath and held it, and squeezed his eyes shut tight. A few minutes later, when the lawyer was breathing and seeing again, he and the beagles began their lonely march back into town. As they came within sight of the circle, intuition moved into a position directly in front of the lawyer, and the puppies fell in on either side of him. So stately were the lawyer and the beagles as they marched in procession that the crowds parted to let them pass. But the lawyer didn't notice any of this. His vision had gone blurry again.